beloved, you are listening to Grace Life Comey Podcast, a platform commissioned by God to raise men into completeness in Christ Jesus. We believe that you will be blessed beyond measure as you give yourself wholly to this divinely inspired teaching. Through God's servant Pastor Chimdi Ohahuna. Grace to you. Jesus is Lord.
Looking and studying and praying, studying and praying, and so on. God has given us the word, so what else do we have to say again? Not to just declare the word. I was like, God, what else do you have to have? Because I've taught for about 13 teachings, on that word. And we're very exhausted. We're still on it. We're going to be continuing in January 2024. As long as you want to help us, at least do a good job in exhausting that word we are looking at. And I'm like, God, what do you have to say again? You have said so much. We have prayed so much. Yes, we have prayed. What is this spectacular thing you have to see? And the early hours of the morning, I began to write as the Lord was leading, and the Lord began to speak, and it was awesome. It was awesome. It was awesome. It was awesome. The Lord made us understand that we had an ear for the Holy Spirit. We stayed on teaching the Holy Spirit for that year. It was wonderful. The year of knowing Jesus. When we're teaching on the understanding of the nature of Christ, the words and life of Jesus. It was wonderful. This year was the fulfilling the promise of life in Christ. And it was awesome. It was awesome. I remember when the Lord began impressing our spirit last year. Change location, and I began coming to the new location over and again, trying to get an accommodation 4 times in a place, trying to get an accommodation, nothing worked. In my comfort of my house, in the previous location, I saw the accommodation where we are presently. Came, it was not actually the place we were planning on coming, but it was not far from it. I didn't know we were even different. Let me say what city for town or whatever I am there now. Amen. And came, he said there's no book to agreed 1 year rent before you came, and the person said 2 year rent. I read there, we talked of it, gave you 1 year rent, and then another dead holy stuff he said, but the Lord gave us victory, and here we are. And unknown to us that, you know, when we came in, he said, all right, we're going to do some things, and all right, we're staying somewhere. And I asked the Lord, Lord, what do you have to say? But at least I knew what I was coming to do in the country. And I knew that I was going to face battles. First 5 years were battles and battles. It was back to back. And the Lord made me understand that Joshua killed 31 kings back to back. So I should be ready for it. So we were killing the kings left and right, center. We were not looking back. Amen. But God is always ahead. That made us understand that battles. 2 years into the battles, the Lord began to make us understand that we are entering into our demonic era. After all, there must be peace. We are entering into our demonic era. So that's what gave rise to even the work of Christ, began to enforce demonic era in prayers. You see, why do I believe in prayers? Who would believe that? Because I pray and I do not sit, do not work. No. When God gives you a word, He speaks from eternity. Time needs time to manifest eternal words. Can you get what I'm saying? Praise God forevermore. When God gives you a word, He speaks from eternity. Time needs time to manifest eternal words. So, because time needs time to manifest eternal words, we have to receive in eternity and keep enforcing eternal words. The time is ready to enforce it. Can you get what I'm saying? Praise God. And that's how we do. We keep praying. We keep enforcing it. Because time needs time. Eternity is too heavy for time. It's too heavy. So time needs some time to manifest the words that God has spoken in eternity. That's why we keep pressing in the place of prayers, in the place of faith. So when God gives you a word, sometimes Christians have a problem because they don't understand that. When God gives you a word, He's not speaking from time's point of view. He's speaking from His eternal point of view. So God gives you a word and you are expecting tomorrow to happen. And that's what happens tomorrow, which is you get discouraged, you give up. And at the end, we say Abraham's blessings are ours. And most of us, because we have become so used to by this time tomorrow, If the thing does not happen tomorrow, we start getting frustrated. But you need to understand that every spoken word of God, every prophetic word of God, is spoken in eternity. Time needs time to manifest. And it must allow time have its time. And in the place of allowing time have its time, you must stay in the place of enforcing the eternal words of God. In prayer, in patience, in service to God, in loving the Lord, in obedience to the Lord, in following His leadership, just allow time have its time. When time has had its time, you don't struggle. The words just manifest. And when God told us, from experience, expecting and when we came to this location, I asked the Lord, what do we have to say concerning this location? What do I say? The Lord let me go to this place. You know, and I went to that particular place of scripture and I saw the Lord told me what the location was about. I was like, wow. I preached on that for 1 hour. And we prayed. And for 3 days, we're praying. Not like we didn't pray in the previous location, but we prayed again. We don't take chances. We pray. And the Lord began to draw something to my attention today, and He said, you see, I just discovered that, you know, this year, I've been so strong. So strong. So very strong. So strong. And Caleb said, I am first four and five. I'm five, which is 85. And I still have the strength of the youth. Give me this day, the mountain with the Lord promised our father Moses to us. So Caleb was 85 and was still as strong as God. And the Lord told us, gave me a word for this division. And I discovered I'm beginning to experience the Caleb strength. I'm experiencing the Caleb. I don't know how it's happening. Some 2-3 years back, if you notice, it was like, you know, before you know, I sleep. What's happening? You know, 4 years ago, I was so like, I was just kind of losing strength. I think at the point I began to pray and ask God, Lord, I need strength. But I discovered that this year, that Caleb confession is just what's happening. I don't know how I juggle the things I juggle. I don't know how I juggle the things I juggle. You know, preached yesterday in the morning, had some chores to do, had dinner this morning, was singing, was just around preaching now again, we up in the night again, doing, I don't just know how the strength came, but it's when God gives you word, He gives you everything that surrounds our word.
Yes.
So the word did not just come, it came with what you need, what I needed to enforce it. And truth to it, as the Lord said it, I'm stressing it. I'm stressing association. The association is growing. Praise God forevermore.
Mm-hmm.
And what is God saying? We have been on the word since 15th of this month. What additional word does God have to say? What does He have to address as regards 2024? And God's word is yea and amen. And when He says it, we believe it. I will say amen. I'm just going to be making declarations as the Lord has said. People have to share, pray a little light, and share, pray a little light, and then we'll be able to go and then we'll pray. Now, as I began to look, listen to the Lord, the Lord began to speak and made me understand that 2024 is the year of manifestation of creation.
Amen.
It's the year of manifestation of creation.
Amen.
Why is that so? The word good first appeared in creation after creation had manifested. 6 times good came. 7 times very good. After it manifested, God said good. He spoke it, it manifested, He said good. Are you getting what I'm saying? So the process is the spoken word of God, the manifested word of God, and the described word of God. The spoken word is what God says to be. Then the manifested word is what He has said to be that He manifests. And the described word is the good. Are we together? And God has told us 2024 is the year of goodness. It's the year of His goodness.
Amen.
And so what are we expecting? We're expecting what? The manifestation of creation. Genesis chapter 1 verse 4. And God saw the light that it was good. and God divided the light from the darkness. He spoke it in verse 3. In verse 4, it was good. He spoke it in verse 3, it manifested in verse 3, and in verse 4, God said it was what? Good. Now, so good always comes after creation has manifested. So when God says it's the year of his goodness, it means it's the year of what? Manifestation of creation. Glory to God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to Jesus. Now, so talk about manifestation. You see, we need to understand in depth. Praise God forevermore. Genesis 4 verse 10 said, and God called the day, the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters, called his sea. And God saw that it was good. So after the manifestation, what happened? Good. After every manifestation of creation, good comes in. Genesis 1 verse 12. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after its time, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after its time. And God saw that it was good. Manifestation of what? Herbs, trees. God saw it was good. Manifestation of land and water. God saw it was good. Manifestation of light, and God saw it was good. So after every manifestation of creation comes good. So good is succeeds manifestation of creation. So if God says the year is the year of his goodness, that means creation was already manifested. That's already manifested. Are we together? And no wonder I gave the word September. Because there are things that are manifested already. And we just have to walk in that reality. Genesis 1 verse 18, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness, and God saw that it was good. You see that? Genesis 1 verse 21, and God created great whales and every living creature that moved, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind, and God saw that it was good. After the manifestation of creation comes to this. Genesis 1 verse 25, and God made the beasts of the earth after his time, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creeped upon the earth after his time, and God saw that it was good. Genesis 1 verse 31, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth. So 2024 is the season of the manifestation of creation. Because it's characterized by good. Are we together?
Yes.
So in 2024, all that God has created in our lives, all he has created in our lives, from eternity, before time began, all that he has created in our lives, we have his seal of good.
Amen.
Which means that they will have physical manifestations. Are you getting what I'm saying? So 2024 is initiating an era. Is initiating an era of manifestations of creation.
Amen.
The things that God created in our life before time began. Are you getting what I'm saying? 2024 is initiating their manifestation. So initiating an era. So I'm going to be seeing manifestation of things that we did not even pray for. Things that we did not ask for.
Amen.
Things that we did not fast for.
Amen.
Things that we did not even sow seeds for. Yeah. It was creation. Nobody prayed for creation. Are you getting what I'm saying? Nobody fasted for creation. Nobody sowed any seed for creation. Creation came because of the intent of God. Are you getting what I'm saying? So 2024 is initiating an era of the intent of God. Manifestation of the things that God has created time before time began in our lives. Do you just begin to manifest? Falling in place. And some of them will be amazed us. When I mean amazed, they will be amazed us.
Amen.
They will amaze us.
Amen.
We'll see manifestations that we cannot explain. We cannot describe. Because it has its seal of good. And good only comes after it has manifested.
Yes.
So if God says it's the year of goodness, that means things have already manifested.
Amen.
So we have to start working in this conviction. In this total conviction and persuasion, absolute faith that it has manifested.
Amen.
So we're going to be seeing things happen. Manifestation of things. That is what mind-blowing things.
Amen.
Yeah. Why is this so? So because good is a proof of physical manifestation. Good is the proof of what? Physical manifestation. Good is the proof of physical manifestation. God only declared creation as good when it had manifested, as he spoke it. We have seen that in scripture. So if it never manifested, God would have not called it good. So if God, since God has said goodness, since God has said good, things are very manifested. Things have manifested. It's just for us to start giving birth. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
Things have manifested.
Amen.
It's an error. It's initiating an error. An error of manifestations of the creations of God.
Amen.
Manifestations of the creation of God. Manifestations. But the, see, you know, the Lord began to minister to me. After I had finished, in the course of the day, the Lord began to minister to me. Say, some things that you have prayed for, things that you have fasted for, things that you have sown seed for, you have given, you have sacrificed, things that you have even done all you can do, and things that they have not produced. God says, God told me it's an error. Where did it begin to
be?
In the course of the day, I was just having one kind of exciting and so, man, I'm ready for God to warn me. I'm just, let's say, let's cross that. I'm not crossing my finger. I'm just all hands up. I'm ready for God to warn me. You see, it's going to be a build up. And even things that you did not pray for, things that you did not fast for, things that you did not sow seed for, things that you did not give for, things that you did not attribute yourself for. Because when his intent, when he created you, they'll begin to just, you just see manifestations. It's an error that initiates what? Manifestations. In successions. So, you are not pressing any button, but things are just happening. Glory to God forevermore.
Amen.
Creation could not and can never disobey the command of God. In addition, it was only what God created that he called good. And every creation waited for its time to be created before it was called good. Creation could not disobey the command of God. When God said, let there be, there was. Are you getting what I'm saying? So see, what we are dealing with here is not a matter of whether we are appropriate or we are not appropriate, are you getting what I'm saying? Whether we fast or we don't fast, whether we pray or we don't pray, we are dealing with what God has intended to do. The Bible says the Lord has stretched forth his hand. The Lord has sent his word, who shall annul it? The Lord has stretched forth his hand, who shall turn it back? So is every word that proceeded out of the mouth. It shall not return to me. It's a complete purpose for it. See, this is an error. It's not about fasting. It's not about prayer. Yeah, we'll fast. We'll pray. We'll do all that. It's not about any of those things. It's just about what God has intended to do. And you cannot, he has proposed in his heart, we shall annul it. He has proposed, we shall annul it. He has said for his hand, we shall turn it back. So it's every word that comes out of his mouth. It shall not return, but it shall accomplish. When he says it, no devil can turn it off. No devil can stop it. No devil. Nothing can stop it. So this one is not a matter of God, I like it. It's not a matter. It's a matter of God's determined and determined will that cannot be stopped. Even us at this point, we cannot stop it. I get what I'm saying? This error is an error that we cannot stop. It's an error that we cannot stop. It's an error. Because God has set things in motion. Creation has already manifested. Are you getting what I'm saying? And that's why God said good. So we are not in a season where we have been waiting for things to manifest. Are you getting what I'm saying? Things have already manifested. That's why God has put us in. But now we are just entering into the manifestations. We are entering, that is a season of entering into manifest. We are just walking in. We are walking into manifestations of things that have been created already. So it's a season of just walking into manifestations. See, it will not be by power,
no.
Neither will it be by man, but by the Spirit. See, This is the season where we just praise God more. Remember, that was a year, was it not last year there, about the Lord began to tell us, stay in the place of praise. Stay in the place of praise. I get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The season where we praise God more, we pray the language of the Spirit more, are you get what I'm saying? We enforce the declarations more, because we're walking into manifestations without struggles. You just stroll into, you see, you stroll into manifestation. You just move into it. You just sweatlessly.
Yes,
of creation. Everything, you see, look at something here. Creation could not disobey God. And every creature waited for his time to be created. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
Now, so this thing follows the order of God, the command of God, and the order of God. The command of God is the spoken word. The order of God is when what is to happen. So these are the two that are going to be seen. We are going to be seeing order in manifestations.
Amen.
Order.
Amen.
Will be order. Yes. Things will happen according to order. So order will not be broken. Everything waits for its time. Are you getting what I'm saying? We'll be walking into manifestations in order. It's going to be very orderly. Orderly. And I tell you, nothing can stop this. Because creation could not say, no, I will not. Let them be like, say, God, give me a little to pray. Oh, Lord, I'm not ready to shine. I'm not ready to shine now. No. Let man come. See, when you look at creation, Genesis 1, it's that everything was in order. God prepared everything before he created man, because man was the purpose for everything. So creation could not argue. This is not a matter of things happening. I mean, nothing would argue the matter.
Yes, Lord.
And things will manifest in their order.
Amen.
No stress, no struggle. They have already, creation has already manifested. That's why God has said it's good. We'll be walking into the manifestations in their order. So God is going to be giving us order. Order. That's one thing that God is going to be giving us. Orderliness. That ears shall hear a voice behind saying, this is the path, walk in the ring. As it's done to your right and to your left. Orderliness. Because we're walking into manifestations of creation in an orderly manner.
Mm.
One after another. It is initiating an era. And this era is a beautiful era. Because it's just going to continue. Amen.
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 Glory to God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mm. Mm. Oh, please, that's a long time. Oh. In addition, it was only what God created that he called good, and every creation waited for its time to be created before it was called what? Good. So we have seen order in manifestation. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now, as we speak forth goodness in 2024, we are making manifest everything God created in us and for us. Are you getting what I'm saying? That's what we're speaking for goodness. By speaking for goodness, we are walking into the manifestations. We are strolling, we are just flowing into the manifestations of creation. In other words, when we speak for goodness, what are we doing? We are putting a seal on manifested creation. So this I've never studied good like this. This good is not just a word, it's a seal on manifested creation. So when as we speak it more, as we declare it more, we are placing seals on manifested creation.
Mm.
And we'll now begin to walk into the manifested creation.
Yeah.
Now this is an act of faith that makes us act as God and declare the end from the beginning, even when we are yet to see it manifest physically. Are we together?
Yes.
Isaiah 46, verse 9 to 10, it says, remember the former things of old. For I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do my pleasure. See, quickly, it's not about us, it's about God. It is God's business. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's God's business. See, never has it looked like it is just totally God's business. Yeah, that's been before. It's God, our own is we are walking into what? Into what God has already created. We are walking into the manifestations of creation. Are we together? So it's about God.
is strictly about God. My counsel shall stand.
Amen.
God told Abraham, I'll give you a son. Abraham delayed by going for Ishmael. And by delaying it, he delayed himself in 13 years. But the delay did not stop the counsel of God. Not even a delay can stop the counsel of God. I was thinking, like, God, I just said, okay. Even if I made a mistake, not even my mistake can stop the counsel of God.
Yes.
If it is his counsel, he knows how to arrange it.
Yes.
I'll bring cutters, he knows how to arrange it. He knows how to arrange it. He knows how to, no matter how scattered he may look, he knows how to rearrange it for you to start. So long as his counsel. So see, 2024 is focused on God. See, we'll fast, we'll pray, we'll serve, we'll do everything we do. But see, 2024 is not about us, it's about God. Is initiating an era, and it's an era of grace.
Amen.
Because when the focus is on God, grace is at work. When the focus is on God, grace is at work. When the focus is on man, works is at work. Are you getting what I'm saying? And so we'll see what grace can do. We'll see the unmerited favor of God tapping our backs.
Amen.
And say, you have labored enough. Allow me now to do it. That's what favor is. It's God's tap on the back of our labor. Say, you have labored enough. Let me take over.
Amen.
Let me take over. It's initiating an error. An error. And we'll just be walking into it.
Amen.
Walking into it. So I want us to be conscious of this. It will be at the instance of God, not by our might, not by our power, but by the Spirit.
Let's go.
Strictly by the Lord. He will just walk things out. He will just see creation will just have been as manifest. We'll just be walking into these manifestations. So see, well, as we keep on the seal of good, see manifestations that we cannot explain. Things in the world will start initiating indescribable, inexplicable, incomprehensible manifestations of God. Eyes have not seen.
Yes,
ears have not heard. Neither has he entered into the heart of men, but the Lord is set to do for them who love him.
Yes.
He has revealed them by spirit, but the spirit of God set the things to see the things of God. I hear tingling manifestations, mind-boggling manifestations. Are we together? Eye-twitching manifestations, jaw-dropping manifestations of creation. Yeah. Things that, when they tell us it happened, we say, are you sure? Are you sure? As in, are you sure? That's the era God is initiating us into. Are you sure? We be the ones that say, are you sure? Psalm 126, verse 1. And when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we're like them that dreamed. That's what we are entering into. That's what we are walking into. That's what we are strolling into.
Amen.
Like dreamland. And it's simply by God. Just by God. It's by God. You say, what did you do to get this? Who begin to ask you, what did you do to get this? And you will know, it's not by power. It's not by might. But by the Spirit, simple. You will know that, see, it's not by this. It's not by covenant practice. It is by God. That's the error that we're being cheated to. It doesn't stop us from doing what we do. But we will know that this one is not, these manifestations is not commensurate to the actions. The action is one, the manifestation is 1 billion. The reason, God.
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 that's what the era we're entering into. And we must prepare for it. We must prepare for it. Because I'm talking about manifestation that will sweep us up our feet, take us on our ways. Be like my dream. See me trying to wake up after 1 week. After 1 week, you're still trying to wake up. God, are you sure? Are you sure? God, this can't be. This is too good to believe. God, this can't be. And God says, I'm true. And everything is alive. Glory to God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
And the second thing we should understand about 2024 is that 2024 is the year of manifestation, of building and accomplishing for the Lord in every ramification.
Amen.
Not just building, but finish, accomplish for the Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord, when I began, because when I woke up and when I was going through and I picked up this the verse of scripture, and I said the scripture, I said, well, I went and I began to look. I was like, ah, God, this one is strong. This one is strong. Building and finishing for the Lord. What it is, I don't know. I don't know. But as the year begins to unfold itself, as the era begins to unfold itself, we'll begin to see it. Glory to God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Now, about 5 years ago, God told us as a ministry that we have entered into a Solomonic era, which was characterized by this. God told us that. When the Lord told us that, it was looking far from. See, we are talking from experience. You see, I thank God for my wife that has been able to follow God with me. And when I'm saying something that the Lord is saying, and they are looking like, are you okay? Are you what I'm saying? For my children that they have been following God with me when I'm saying things, and they're like, we are looking very contrary to what God is saying. But we have been following God. When God told us this, Solomonic era, our physical situations were parallel line to that mode. That told the promise that parallel lines never meet. So our physical situation made it look like we will never meet that world. It was totally opposite. Even 2 years after, it was still looking like that. But this year, we began to see that. I get what I'm saying. But there was a purpose for peace. God did not just give Solomon peace for the sake of peace, because God was tired of seeing wars. No. God gave Solomon peace for the purpose. David wanted to build for the Lord. And God told him, David, my son, you are a man after my own heart. I love you. And I know you want to build for me, but your hand there, too much blood. Too much blood. Say, you know what? You are built already. Say, God, that you say you built battles. You built and accomplished battles. You fought over 60 battles in his lifetime. Over 60 battles. I'm one of them. God says, see, to build for me, he has to be peace. So David, you won't build. Your son will build. But just prepare the materials down for him to build, so that you can have the resources on ground for him, and he can build in peace. Nobody builds successfully in peace. Actually, what happens in peace is that things are destroyed. We see what is happening. What happens in there? Nobody builds successfully in war. Nobody builds successfully in war. Actually, what happens in war is that things are destroyed. You can see what's happening in the world today. You can see destructions, buildings that took years, wrecked. With one missile, boom! How many years of labor comes to the ground? So nobody can successfully build in war. The Lord told us that when he told us right entry to the Solomonic era, told us nobody can successfully build in war. So you build successfully in peace. The Lord told us that about four years ago. Yeah. The Lord told us that. He said nobody builds successfully in war. Nobody builds war. People only lose war. People only lose what they are built. Things only get destroyed in war. He said you can only build it. And I have been brought you to your Solomonic era where you can build. Are we together? When he told us that, we're still looking like the parallel line to that world.
Mm.
1 year, 2 years, we're still looking like it. But this year, the Lord initiated us into this. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
He initiated us into it. We began to seek, you know, when the Lord told us that we began to seek for this peace, we're seeking for it. We're seeking for the peace. No, this peace, we need this peace. You see, you don't know what peace is until you lose it. When you lose your peace, you know the value of peace. You know the value of peace. So may I like my peace like no man's business. I like it. So we began to pray. Lord, you have told us peace. We began to pray for that peace. And in January 2023, we entered into people where we began to experience the peace. We prayed, Lord, give us the house of the soul of peace. Because everything we need now must be peace. We can take. If we must build the work of God in our hands, we need peace. We knew we needed peace. Because the Lord has said it. We started praying for the house of the soul of peace. Praying for peace. Hebrew. We entered into Hebrew. January 2023. The one reason why God, why Solomon had peace, was because his father David, who Jesus is to us, fought and won over 60 wars in his lifetime, which definitely included those wars that Solomon should have fought. So David fought his own wars and Solomon's war. That's what Jesus did. That's why we must have peace. Are we together? Amen.
Amen.
That's why we must have peace. See, as a child of God, if you are not experiencing peace, it is not, the devil is trying to remove you from your heritage. Peace is your heritage in Christ. So when you are not having peace, there's something that has to be done for the peace. Make sure it's done. They thought that we're addicted to that city, the former city. People thought that we're addicted. Some people thought we're addicted to the house. When a landlord troubles us, the Lord opens another door. When they think they have closed us up, the Lord opens another door. They were always surprised. There's one caretaker that keeps looking at my status on one side. You see what you were here. The guy thought he would trouble. And he started this. He would trouble everybody in the compound, trouble everybody, taunt everybody. And he was always quiet. One day he told me, I don't like you. Ah, see me see trouble. Me self, I'm not even looking for what to like me. And all of a sudden, we're preparing to leave. We're sitting, should we leave? We're planning to leave. One day just knocked on my door. I was taking lunch after service on Sunday with the family. Knocked on my door and said, I have a letter for you. I said, okay, what? Gave me the letter. And she leave the house in 3 months. He wants to be in Nigeria. He heard me shout, thank you, Jesus. Hey, yeah, I feel so demoralized. Usually, when tenants are leaving that way, because if tenants, he taunts them, he drives them away at the end of it. He tried to taunt us, but he saw that, man, there is an anointing here that we cannot taunt. Rather, the anointing we taunt. He tried to taunt us. He made sure that the tenants not finish their rent. I mean, I finished my rent. Just that she won. Amen. Right. And then, when he did all he saw that nothing could work. He gave me the notice. And I said, thank you, Jesus. Usually when tenants are leaving the house, if we stand on them, start trying to embarrass them. But that week I was leaving, he entered over the door. The same thing happened in another house. Came and gave me notice. He said, thank you. No, I was shocked. I was shocked. Because they want to taunt you, they want to trouble you. And when you not allow them to trouble you, they will look for how to trouble you. But God always gave us the peace. Way out. Amen to Jesus. Battles were fought. Battles were won. Amen to Jesus. So the battles that I would have fought in order in the possibility of God compressed them for me and finished them. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's what Solomon enjoyed. And that's what the child of God is meant to enjoy. Praise God forevermore. Like I said, David was not allowed to build the house of God because of the many wars. As a result, God gave Solomon the task to build. Amen to Jesus. Now Solomon enjoyed peace, which he needed to build for the Lord. Peace is a major requirement for the Lord. I made to understand that when that temple was built, the stones were cut in the quarry, and they were cut to size and to shape. And they moved from the quarry to the site and assembled. So there was no noise on the site. No noise of any kind on the site. Are you getting what I'm saying? No noise of, you know, even when we build sometimes, when we get to the corner piece, we have to break the blocks so that it fits into the corner piece. That noise of using shovel to break the blocks to fit into the corner piece, it didn't happen in the site. Every block, every stone was cut to site. The corner piece, that was high-tech civil engineering and construction. Every stone was cut to precise size in a quarry. And when the blocks towards site were just fitted into each other, it was a noise-less building project. So not only was peace required for the building, silence was also required for the building. The actual fact is that buildings that grow in silence, they come out as amazement to many. Because they are wondering, you see, there's a point when they want to build, they just put the temporary fence around the site. Is that also that we made up of sin? And you don't know what they're building. You don't know what they're building. But you start seeing it rise and rise and rise. Are we together? And then you see it happen. So peace and silence are required for buildings that will bring amazement to them. Buildings that will shock. You get what I'm saying? And what God wants to build, what God is causing us to build and accomplish is things that will shock.
Man.
Things that will bring amazement. This 2024 is initiating that era. Where have you been? Remember some years ago, over 10 years ago, I was invited to preach in a student fellowship. And they kind of like embarrassed me and every of that before I preached. But I still came and I preached. Well, when I finished preaching, the young guy came to me and told me, where have you been? You see, he told me that over 10 years ago. That statement is coming up again very soon. From 2024, it's going to be coming up.
Amen.
It's going to be coming up. Where have you been? But you see, it's coming up in a new dimension because what God has done in me between that time, 2006, and now, God has done well.
Yes.
God has done well. The first wedding I've ever preached in my life was yesterday. You know, and they told me before the time I have 20 minutes. And during the wedding, the man of God also told me, they say because time has come, please you reduce the preaching. I said, okay, so how many minutes are giving me? How to know that I have even reduced it from 20 minutes to maybe 15 minutes? But if you give me 10 minutes, I will try. I said, no problem. I will stay within my time. Men and brethren, the word of God began to flow. Go to an extent that their senior apostle there, everybody was stopped, was, you know, bowing for. When the word began to flow, the senior apostle went to increase my microphone on the amplifier. I'm like, man, this thing is coming strong. When he turned into, what will I call it now? The revival program. People did not know when they were shouting, standing, clapping. Give me 20 minutes. I managed to use 25 minutes instead of that. When I finished preaching, I gave them my microphone. They didn't want to take my microphone. So I had to forcefully give the interpreter the microphone. That word is coming in because God has been in silence and in peace. Building me. You get what I'm saying? I'm building my ministry. I'm building my family. For every one person under the sound of my voice, who this word is for, that God has been building you in silence. 2024 is initiating your era of amazement to men.
Amen.
Sammy says, for I must say wonder to many. For I must say wonder to many. It's initiating the era of us becoming wonders to many.
Amen.
Wonders to many. Glory be God forever.
Hallelujah.
So no more than enjoy peace while you
which he needed to build for the Lord. Solomon prayed in 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 1 to 14. You see, when he built, then he finished building with dedication. He prayed in 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 1 to 14. Powerful prayers. He said, anybody who turns to this temple to pray, Lord, let the person be here. That's why the Jews, when they want to pray, they turn to that to where the temple is located, and they pray. Those that cannot go to the temple, they turn there and pray because of Solomon's prayer. If you see Solomon in the verse 1 to 4, plenty prayers. Lord, anybody that comes to seek justice for somebody who has done wickedness, Lord, let justice fall on the wicked, and let the one who is seeking for justice be acquitted. He prayed a different kind of prayers. That's what he told me. That's what he told me. I was there. Praise God. But it had to be built in peace. And built in what? In silence. So he prayed. And he also declared that the saints of the Lord should what? Rest in goodness. So after building, he prayed for the temple, many prayers, and he declared in verse 41 of Christians' Chronicles to us that the saints of the Lord should rest in goodness. 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 41. We have been looking at 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 1 to 40. I cannot read that, but now let's go to verse 41. It says, now therefore, arise, O God, into thy resting place. Thou and the ark of thy strength. Let thy priest, O Lord God, be clothed with salvation. And let thy saints rejoice in goodness. Let thy saints rejoice in goodness. 2024, we are the saints of the Lord. Will be rejoicing in his goodness.
Amen.
What does it mean to rejoice in goodness? It means to rejoice in the manifestations of God's creation.
Mm.
Because goodness only comes as a seal of manifested creation.
Yes.
Goodness only comes after creation has been manifested. So to rejoice in goodness means we are rejoicing in the manifested creations of God.
Amen.
Ah, shut up. In the Paul, in the Lekutara. God will show manifestations of his creation that will make us rejoice in his goodness.
Amen.
We'll just keep rejoicing. So these are the two components that leads to the declaration of God's goodness. When we declare good, we are by faith enforcing the manifestations of this two, which is what? Manifestation of creation, and placing a seal on it, and we are what? Building and accomplishing for the Lord.
Amen.
So, the year of God's goodness is the year to see his goodness.
Amen.
So, when we enforce good, this is what we enforce. That's what we enforce. That's what we enforce. So, by faith, we declare. All that pertains to us is what?
Amen.
Open our mouth and begin to.
Now is your moment of salvation. If you are yet to make the Lord Jesus Christ your Lord and personal Savior, we request that you say this prayer along with many others now. Say these words, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner, I repent of my sins, and ask that you forgive my sins. I believe that you shed your blood on the cross, died for my sins, and rose again in the third day. Today, I invite you into my life today. Wash me by your blood. Make me your own, and till eternity be my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' precious name.
For your love gift of any amount to Grace Life Kami Podcast, kindly use any of our giving channels available to give in dollars. You can send to Universal Merchant Bank Ghana. Account number 033-154-551-2013. SWIFT code MBGHGHAC. To give in CDs, Universal Merchant Bank Ghana, you can send to account number 033-254-551-2017. To give in Naira, you can send to Ecobank Nigeria, account number 554-102-0592. Also, for further inquiries, you can call us on +233-54-594-7132. Or, send us an email via chimdiohahunaministry@gmail.com. Today, remain ever blessed.
We believe you were blessed listening to this teaching from God's Word. May your soul remain ever refreshed and revived. We would love to hear your praise report today. Beloved, remain connected to Grace Life Komi Podcast. Jesus is Lord.